You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Fromholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock, and we have a great show for you this evening. Later on, we're going to be talking about the Stop Making Sense recreation show, I'm going to call it, that's going down at Odd Bodies. We'll have some folks in from that collaboration to tell us all about it, hip us to it, and of course we'll spin some talking heads. That's coming up in the second hour of the show. But up first, I am so excited to have some return guests in the studio, even more excited that they're getting ready to release an album. They're going to be celebrating the release of the aforementioned album on April 22nd at Jilly's. So mark your calendars for that show. It's going to be a great party. We're going to talk about it here in just a moment, but first we're going to give you a musical taste of what's to come with our good friends Subterranean. Welcome back, you guys, and take it away.
Today's way. Every day is go, 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 go. Running in circles all the time you are. I can't throw the la, 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 la. Out to dinner on your little shiny phone. You sit together looking so alone. Where
you have no clue.
Living in transit
of what you do.
Running every day.
You have no clue.
Living in transit
of what you do.
Running every day.
Subterranean live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hello there. How you doing, Juliet?
Very, very well. Really, really excited. So I think the first time you guys came on, we had talked about like, oh, maybe there would be an album in the works. Like the band was kind of going through, you know, an evolution, if you will. And now you're here. The moment has happened. The album has arrived, the debut album from Subterranean. Tell me a little bit about the process that went into putting this together.
Wow. A lot went into it, that's for sure. It took a long time. We had to get funds together. That was part of the process there. But we ended up going to Rephrase Studios with Gary King. He engineered and helped produce it. And I think altogether, with some pauses in there to secure a loan and certain things, probably took us about a year to do. But we're really happy that we went to a professional studio, did it the right way, and we are really, really, really happy with the way it turned out. It exceeded our expectations, I think it's safe to say. So,
nice.
I think another part of the process was, since it has been 5 years of writing songs together, we had to pick and choose what 8 originals are on it?
Nine.
Out of like 50, close to 50 originals that we had. So that was definitely part of the process, and it was a process.
How do you kind of go about making that choice? Do you look at it as which songs individually are strongest, or which songs kind of arc together as kind of an album as a whole? How did you make those choices?
Well, I think what we tried to do was we didn't want to forget about some of the songs we wrote initially when we first got together. So we tried to do a couple songs from the inception of the band, and then some 2 or 3 years in. There's a couple of tracks we just written that month, and then try to do the whole timeline, if you will.
Now you guys are a band that, you know, up to this point, by virtue of not having an album, and also just I have known you guys as being such a live band. So what was it like to go into the studio? How did you kind of retain that live vibe? And how did you kind of decide, like, what are the definitive versions of the songs, or at least the ones that you're going to commit to tape, as you will?
Well, that was the way we approached this album was so different than what most albums, at least the ones that I've recorded, have been approached. It's usually laying down your individual part, layering all these things together. We went in the studio this time and recorded everything live.
Oh, that's nice.
Which made so much more helpful to the end product. It really shows in the end product that we were doing this thing as a live setting, and that was awesome for me anyways. I mean, as a drummer, I usually get stuck just having to play to a click track or something.
In a sad room all off by
yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was just so much better. It's so much more just fluid, and the way everything was approached. Recording live is definitely the way to go for me.
Well, like you said, Juliet, we feel like we're a live band too. So the interaction that happens during certain sections of tunes, you know, you want to be in the moment and improvising as a unit, you know, as opposed to reacting to something through the headphones. So we definitely have overdubs on the album, but we definitely kept a lot of stuff, you know, and tried to keep everything having that live feel, have an edge to it, and not be stale, you know.
Yeah, for sure. How did you sort of decide, because you guys do improvise on stage, and I see you guys, like, even when you're in here with me, like, you feed off each other and you're taking each other's cues. How did you decide how much to improvise in the studio and how much to sort of go with sort of, you know, the songs as arranged or as close to, you know, sort of to book as you had been playing them?
Usually it does start with a song, and we write songs first, arrangements, and then there's some places in there that, you know, if it feels good within the structure of the song, that we do stretch it out, you know, and those places are different every night, and, you know, so like on this CD here, some of the songs are more concise, and some of them we do jam a little bit, you know, but it's, it's a moment type of thing, but we also snap it back right back to the arrangement, you know. So it starts with the song first, and then we stretch it like that.
We've always tried to kind of not get pigeonholed into being something. So if people think that we play too long and have, you know, too many jams, then we'll write a 3-minute song. If they, you know, or if they, you know, we always try to not pigeonhole ourselves because we have such a wide variety of influences between the four of us. So we try to always, you know, keep the door open.
For sure. And so the album, I would guess, would definitely have to be a representation of all of those different styles and all of those sort of different, you should call that like a mode of playing, or all represented there.
There's definitely a lot of improv on the album, for sure.
Nice. Yeah.
But there is...
not a lot, but like there are sections where we just, you know, let it go.
Yep.
And then like, yeah, take it.
Do
it's
it.
A wrap. That's it. Next song. That was cool.
So what's it like? You guys made the choice to go into a professional studio, and you were working with Gary King, great engineer, really, really well beloved in the community here. What was it like, sort of having that extra set of ears in Gary on the album? Did that change kind of the way you do things, or was there anything surprising that came out of that?
Yeah, Gary's a master. He not only engineered it, you know, but he helped produce it. We all produced it. Him and Chris were in a chair a lot, and working together on the mix down. It had a lot to do with it. But Gary helped a lot, you know. He's got a great ear. Every once in a while, if you're wondering if it's a good take, he just give you that look, you know. He's just like, okay, let's do it again.
He was even help arranging vocals, you know. Just mm-hmm. He did a lot of hands-on stuff with the whole album.
We were given Don Thrasher came over to our rehearsal space, did a little interview with us for the paper. Should be coming out. But anyways, something that Rob brought up down there was that, you know, Gary's a horn player, so he's used to hearing harmonies a lot and working. And for a jam band, we have a lot of – we all four sing, which is kind of unique, and we have counterpoints and a lot of harmonies. So we didn't even think about it beforehand, but when we got in there, him being a horn player – really worked well with our songs that we were bringing in, his ear and what it's tuned to. So definitely helped a lot with that stuff, for sure.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
We're talking to Subterranean. The new album is it's called Loom, right? The debut album. They're going to be celebrating the release of that on April 22nd at Jilly's big album release show. All the details are at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. So moving forward from the release, you're going to have the album in hand. What does kind of we're in warmer weather territory. We're getting into festival season. What does kind of the year moving forward from the big release look like for you guys?
Well, let's see. Actually, this coming Wednesday, we're playing at Woodlands Tavern. Twiddle's in town. They're playing. Electric Orange Peel's playing, and we're on that bill.
Yeah, over in Columbus.
Yeah, in Columbus. And then I know that we're on May Days this year. That's one of our favorite festivals. And we're on the Workout this year. I know that's August 3rd and August 3rd through 5th, I believe. We're really excited to be back on the Workout this year. That's always a really, really, really good festival with lots of talent there. So it's an honor to be on that bill. What else we got going on?
Concerning the May Days thing, we play May 6th. That's festivals May 5th and 6th. That's a good one.
We're playing the Fish After Party. They're coming back to the Nutter Center, and we're right across the street at One Eye Jack's afterwards. It's free. And our good friends, 800 Pound Gorilla out of Indiana, are going to be opening up the night. So slide right on over there. And
that'll be a fun one.
Keep the party going.
we've been doing a decent amount of regional traveling, too. We're going to keep that up. You know.
I would imagine. I mean, I know you guys have been, you know, a part of the festival scene for a while now, but I would imagine that having an album in hand now will just expand sort of your options and your possibilities in terms of kind of where you can go and other regions and cities that you might be able to break into.
There's going to be a song featured in Relics magazine coming up.
Oh, that's awesome.
On an issue about up and coming bands. And they're going to have compilation CD of the bands that they're featuring, which we're one of them, and we're going to have one of our tunes on there.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Congrats. Thing.
Which you can't do without a CD. So
exactly.
Hey. It's like a key that unlocks doors.
Yeah,
is what we're hoping.
For sure. Well, you can get your hands on a copy of Subterranean's CD, their debut album. It's called Loom, and they're going to be celebrating April 22nd at Jilly's. We've got links up to all of the information there, but before you go off to the World Wide Web, what do you think, guys? You want to do some more live ones?
Yeah!
All righty. Subterranean are our guests, and they're going to play a few more for us. Take it away, guys.
Right now, picking up a slack, stretching it from the bottom to the top, nice and tight, rolling on the fast drop. All in one, we sharing a groove. Some teeth, that's stuff like the air. Take my advice, don't stand a chance. Think so bad, they got their own dance.
We don't know what we will find there.
Back to back, here's another fact. Never play defense, always on attack. From Georgia Pine to Kenny Bobo, people always loving how we letting it flow. Let me show you what we mean. As this train starts picking up speed, grab a hold, tighten your grip, close your eyes, enjoy.
One, two, three.
that one day we will all become that beep fine new mascot. All I know is when that day does come, all I want is for you to be my mascot. All I know is that one day we will all become that beep fine new mascot. All I know is when that day does come, all I want is for you to be my mascot. All I want is for you to be my mascot. One day we will all become that big guy in the sky. All I know is when that day does come, all I want is for you to be my mascot. All I know is that one day we will all become that big guy in the sky. All I know is when that day does come, all I want is for you to be my mascot. All I want is for you to be my mascot. All I want is for you to be my mascot. Reflection of light not supposed to bend my way. Now the seeds beneath the grow, what a display.
know is that one day we will all become happy, fly through the sky. All I know is when that day is gone, all I want is for to be by my side. All I know is that one day we will all become happy, fly through the sky. All I know is when that day is gone, all I want is for to be by my side. All I want is for to be by my side. All I want is for.
Subterranean live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. They're releasing their debut album. It's called Loom on April 22nd at Jilly's. Come celebrate. They'll also be in Columbus next Wednesday at May Days on May 6th, the workout in August, and they're going to be playing the after party for the Fish Show at the Nutter Center. They'll be at One Eye Jack's right across the street, and that's July 18th. More details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You guys, always a pleasure. Congratulations on the album. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do, Juliet. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.